Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lirnishmas HaMek Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks of what we said in the Mishnah, that when Agrippas was reading the Torah and he saw that a king should not be coming from someone who's not Jewish, even though he's a ger, Zol Grein of Admos, he started crying, and Chachorim told him, Achinu Ato, you're our brother. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, the Boris Hashon is Chayvu Soini Yisrael Kloya. How many Yisrael would punish for that? Why? She Chnifaloy La Agrippas. They did Chanufot Agrippas. They gave him false praise by telling him that he is our brother. This is wrong. Tais already asks that if his mother was Jewish, as Rashi points out, and he was right to be king, just not as much, why did Am Yisrael get punished so severely? So the Chasam Sofer says, a Gevaldike Soit, and just to explain in general, what is the idea of a king in Am Yisrael? And this goes back to what the Gemara said before, that Melech Shemocha Kvoidoy Ein Kvoidoy Mocho. Says the Chasam Sofer, the whole idea of a Melech B'Yisrael is not somebody who is stronger, greater, and overcomes anybody else in the nation. But a Melech in Am Yisrael is someone that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to be the king. He is the chosen one by Hashem. Therefore, when you look at it in the right way, there's not supposed to be any kinah, no jealousy. How could you be jealous of him if he was chosen by Hashem? Nobody else could come and say, I should be the king, if Kadosh Baruch Hu did not choose him. And he goes on to explain, that's what happened when Yeshua came to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Adoni Moshe Klehem, because they hold Eldo Dumei to the Misnabi Mamachane. So meaning Yeshua felt, they're trying to take the Melucha, they're trying to take the Anhog of Am Yisrael. Said Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses the Manhikim. It's not me or you. It doesn't matter if they want it or not. It's not nothing to do with jealousy or kino. Whoever Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses will be the manik. Alevai, Kadosh Baruch Hu will choose everybody. And he continues that even if Kadosh Baruch Hu did not choose directly the king, but if Am Hashem, the nation of Am Yisrael, gets together and everybody chooses together one person, that is the achlota that's coming from Hashem. That's kivyoch the ruach hakodesh coming from Shamayim. That this person should be king. And that's the reason why we have to be so careful with the kavod hamelech. It's not his own personal kavod. When a king, Am Yisrael is a king, he is the chosen shliach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He represents Hashem. He can't come and give up his kavod. It's not his choice. It doesn't belong to him. Continues and says that that was the chait that Am Yisrael did when they asked the king in the time of Shmuel. Because what do they say? They want to have a king like anybody else, like all the other nations around them. Meaning they didn't look at the king as the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as representative of Hashem. So they're missing the whole point of the king. The king that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. There's no such thing as a king that you come and choose on your own with other chishboinus. This was the chait that they wanted to have a king like any other nation that's chosen by the nation, not as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this concludes the Chasam Sofer and says, we know Agrippa came from the sons of Hordus. And the reason why Hordus became king is not because he was chosen by Am Yisrael as representative of Hashem, but because he had connections with the Roman Empire and he was able to influence through his connections to become a king. So this is completely not the Melech Asheivcha Hashem. He's missing that trait of the king. When Chachamim coming and telling Agrippas, Achinu Ato, you are a brother. Meaning they're coming to tell him, you should know, it's fine that you're king. Don't cry so much. It's okay. That is Chanufa. Says the Chasam Sofer, here the Chanufa is, not because Agrippas maybe was appropriate or not appropriate. His mother was Jewish. He could have been a king. But Lamaisi wasn't chosen by Hashem. It wasn't the Bechira like a king is supposed to be. So to come and tell him that you are a proper king when he's not a proper king, not because he's not roy to be king, but because he wasn't chosen to be king. He wasn't the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to do that, that's considered to be Chanufo. And this Chanufo is the misrepresentation of what a king is, meaning the misrepresentation of the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world through the king. That is a great violation that brings about the Kloyo and the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, because it was a violation over here of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world through the king. Tvarim nifloim about a king that Chasam Sofer is giving us as a marimoker. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.